here. This is Kate's first time at Comp Ed. I heard Kate perform at the Duval Sandblast Festival. And immediately went up on the stage, or to the stage, and asked if she could play for us. And she said yes. And we are very lucky to have her this evening. Take it away.
Are there any Catholics here tonight? Any Catholics? Any ex-Catholics, backslidden Catholics, recovering Catholics? Any future Catholics? I don't know. There's usually not a lot of future Catholics. I wrote the song about the year I gave up my boyfriend for Lent. Not this boyfriend, but a different few years ago. I had a horrible relationship blowout and met with a pastor, a dear friend of mine who also happened to be a pastor, and told him the story. And, you know, he didn't say, oh, I'd give it a month or I'd give it a few months. He said, I'd give it till Easter. And I went home and wrote this song.
Burning in our bones.
you very much. Okay, Marn said you guys will like play along, like sing along. Is that true? Is that true? Okay, this is going to be a test for you. And I'll tell you, I did this with some people in Arkansas, and they were amazing. And you don't want to have me tell people that, like, the people in Arkansas did better than you, right? Right. Okay, good. So this song is called I Am. It was inspired by this trip to Hawaii when I just felt like one with everything, with nature and the divine and all other human beings, except for maybe certain membership of certain political parties, and pretty much one with almost everything. And and my producer, my first album, Transformation, which I have here, my producer did some really fun stuff on it, and he there's radio feedback, and there's Buddhist monks singing the eternal Om throughout the entire song. And yeah, you guys are gonna Om tonight. Om is, it's used in many different religions. It's seen as, some people think of it as the sound of creation, and sometimes it's said before prayers or just as a relaxing mantra if you're doing yoga or something. So here's how it's gonna go. There's your note. And until the song is done, thou shalt continue to Om. And if you notice the people next to you have stopped Oming, you have to like poke them and
actually
remind them to Om.
You might check and see if they still have a pulse. Like you can breathe, you guys. Take breaths.
Yes, you breathe in between, or else it would be a really long song.
I am the one.
with a full band with guitar and bass and slide guitar. And tonight's just gonna be us. Maybe a little more, help me out the little rhythm here. This is called All This Bravado. It's a song. I noticed in my dating world, there seemed to be this relationship between the more physical risk men like to take, if they like to do bungee jumping and, you know, really dangerous X-Men sports, then there was sometimes this inverse relationship between the emotional risk that they were willing to take. So this song takes that theory to the logical extreme. It's about a stuntman who's only afraid of one thing. When the action gets too dangerous, the camera calls on Jim. He never gets to play the love scenes, and that is quite all right with him. Well, he's a stunt driver, a daredevil, a man who feels no pain. I believe he really loves me. He has never said it plain. Well, he will sacrifice his body, but his heart he holds too tight, just in case I try to steal it in the middle of the night. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. Well, it is hard to care for someone who will not protect himself. I feel his self-destructive habits wreaking havoc with my health. Well, I can bandage and I can bind, I can tie and turn a kill, lead him to the healing water, but I cannot get him wet. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. A scared little boy in a tough man's shoes, afraid he'll discover he's got a heart to lose. Well, I must be one bad, bad woman, a lethal weapon, the devil's sheep. Flames and bullets do not scare him, but he is terrified of me. He fears no danger, no man. Got a badge of courage and a loaded gun. If I threaten him with love, he will turn around and around. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. Oh, this bravado is just a camouflage. A scared little boy in a tough man's shoes, afraid he'll discover he's got a heart to lose. Afraid he'll discover he's got a heart to lose. Percussion. I originally learned to play that because I would go places where I didn't have access to piano and there would be like a songwriter's gathering and I'd be like, I can't do anything without my piano. And one day I went, oh, maybe I can. Let's try this. Okay, what song is next? Ah, this is a song, I think this is the first song I wrote after I moved from Seattle to Lake Marcel in Carnation, Washington, which was absolutely the middle of nowhere. I wrote the song the day that I bought this piano. It was like this turning point where have instrument, can play. I can play anywhere. I can play in a barn. I mean, anywhere. And I went through a lot of changes that year. So I had the midlife crisis. I changed careers, changed names, changed towns. Changed everything. No, that's the other song. I already played that song. I I am looking for my life on the horizon, while I march around the walls of Jericho. I am searching for my soul within the garden, finding long forgotten treasures as I go. And I'm burning every bridge that I cross over. I am writing every chapter with my blood, rearranging time and fate within the matrix. I am assembling the ark before the flood. To sing along with her, which you might know. I want to thank Maren for inviting me and for everybody who helped put this together. Lots of volunteers carry chairs upstairs and all of that. I do have in the back a mailing list if you want to be on it and know. I don't spam you all the time, like maybe once a month send out an announcement. I'll be playing Incarnation again March the 9th with a full band at Sliders Cafe, the House of Slide, and I've got some CDs for sale and some CDs almost out, but a new CD that has a lot of these songs. And I Am is on, the song I Am is on the CD that I have. And you'll recognize this.
all be glad that Kate moved to Carnation. Or Duval. It's all the same, right? Oh, that was wonderful. So this is where the heart's at. Okay, so Stacy and I have a little treat for you guys. Byron's in.
You might recognize this.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
Here are a few ideas on the use of starch from the man who owns and operates your IGA food store. When starching clothes from ironing, try this method. Turn the clothes inside out and then starch. Iron the clothes on the right side and your iron won't stick or gather a starchy residue. Also, did you know that if you get starch streaks on dark clothes, you can avoid the problem by mixing some leftover breakfast coffee with your starch?
Take a little coffee break time.
From today, IGA, a couple of tips from the monarch of the American diet, the egg. The next time you fry eggs, douse the eggs with a little flour. This browns the eggs and keeps the fat from popping out of the skillet. And if you drop the egg onto the floor before you get it into the skillet, don't try wiping it up. Shake a generous supply of salt on the gooey mess, let it dry, and then suggest your IGA store owner you can sweep it up with a broom.
Take a little coffee break time. We've got a little clue that might make housework easier for you.
It's true, those are true. They are, as you've probably heard those before, if you've been to Sound Falls, we have at home probably 12, 15 albums of those things from my grandfather's IGA grocery store. And those were all recorded and had to be played over the PA system in the store while you shopped to give you tips. So in case you lost a few $1 million in a real estate bust a couple years ago here, you can save 2.5 cents by doing some of these things. It's really just, it's a great thing. I also want you to know, feel proud, because we've never used all 8 channels on this before. Yeah. but we've got them all plugged into them. And there's just a nest of wires there. So that's nice. We always try to celebrate Carnation as the cortex of the valley, and by that I mean how the reading was for us to hear. Now, some of these might have been heard at the Centennial Show, but now we're 101, right? What do you do? 101. Like, Todd reminded me of some bicentennial bit. You know, bicentennial, what's that? You know, 200 plus now, basically, years old in the country. So we're 101 years old in Carnation, but I do have some of these books that were so popular during 2012, our centennial year here in Carnation at the library. So I'll read down through a few of them, and you can either say, "Ah, that was a good book," or go down and get it. Check it out. I think they have plenty on the shelf still available for you. So, top of the list here, Carnation, When and How. It's a history, I guess. There's another kind of a memoir, I think. My Main Street is a State Highway. More historical piece again, Tolt and Carnation, A Tale of Two Cities. Just to evoke, I think, some of the grandeur out here, East Morrison, The Street of Dreams. and I think, you know, some of the, this next one was probably drawn out of some of the planning, urban planning that's been seeping out here and getting formalized. Like, our address is 32124. That doesn't sound like a small town address, does it? 32124. How about 2 Maple Street or something like that? But this one is one to surely pick up. It's Red Light, Green Light, a cultural analysis of the effects of residents of Carnation, Washington on the installation of standard issue traffic light after a century of unregulated yielding. Again, it's probably, I think it's on file at UW as well in the library. Another great memoir, a locally published piece, Who Put the Whistle in Entwistle? And Other Whimsies. And here's one. West Morrison, The Street of Dreams. So I don't know what's going on between that. One that's been at the library quite a while. I should have talked about it at Sun Falls before. It's called Tanks for the Memories, Reflection on the Great Septic Tanks of Greater Carnation. That is, we had to put a sewer system in, we lost a lot. I mean, I think we all felt we lost a lot at that time. And we talked about the contents of the some of the septic tanks. Remember the pencils that the, remember that? They were number 2 pencils. They're over. It's all true. All true. Then we have the top tour guide series, 3 weeks in Greater Carnation. It's just stuck right in between some of the other books. Why I Park in My Yard, a told memoir. then we have Town Sheriff, Town Crier, a novel by a novel character. A Cougar Ate Billy and Other Misadventures of Carnation Area Goats. Then this sentiment, I grew up here and you didn't. and the river is right here, right? It's right there. And so this definitely floods every now and then, and not so much this year yet. But here's one called Runoff, Those Who Left After the Flood. Tolt, the most abruptly named town in Washington. I'm not going any farther. The founding of Tolt, Washington, is a historical piece. Tolt, Carnation is the home of contented cows, right? According to Carnation Farms. This is Tolt, the home of demented cows. just two cities thing. And a common sense guide on when to say Tolt and when to say Carnation. And then the sheet of paper you can pick up is a laminated sheet right there at the desk at the library. Who's who in Tolt? Anyway, that's all right down at the Cortex in town, the library at the other end. So that's the news on that.